A reading from St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And she returned to her home. Well, not quite. The return to her home, to her true home, and to your true home. That is what we celebrate this day. Arise, O Lord, you and the Ark of your covenant. If we remember that Mary heard and treasured all these things in her heart, maybe her going home was something along these lines. "I remember when the angel came and told me, and my heart burst for joy and terror. I remember when I came to the door of Zechariah's house, and Elizabeth knew my secret, and my heart melted, my eyes burned with tears, and my mouth prophesied. I remember when first I felt your movement inside my body, and I realized that I was the living ark of the living God. I remember when first I saw your face and touched your hands and looked into my Joseph's eyes. I remember when they came creeping in to see you, to worship you, the shepherds of the night, and told me songs of angels and glory in the highest and peace on earth. I remember when we brought you to the temple and the old man took you in his arms and blessed God ready to die and warned me of pain yet to come. I remember when they came from the east and bowed down before you as I held you. And they gave you their gifts, the gold, the incense, the myrrh, while the star's light shone upon us. I remember when Joseph woke me and we fled into the night ahead of the terror of Herod's sword. I remember when we came home at last and all the people looked and talked, but you were all our joy. I remember when you stayed behind, when you left us. We found you in the temple, and my heart rose up in fear, realizing that you chose to abide in that place of suffering and death. I remember when you spoke to me in roughness, and yet you made the water into wine. I remember when we came to take you and make you take your rest, and you taught me that all these in need are as dear to you as your own family. I remember when they took you, tortured you, crucified you, and before my eyes rose up the old man in the temple. His words haunted me still. And the sword did run through me as I watched you dying. I remember when you looked on me and the beloved, and you gave us to each other for all our days. I remember when the light died in your eyes, and my heart sank beyond grief and tears. I remember after the empty days, when they came and told me that you lived again, and joy flooded my heart, and I knew what I had always known, that every promise from you is true. I remember when we prayed together after you had gone into heaven, and the Spirit came in wind and flame. I remember how they went and told the good news to all the world. And I welcomed each believer as my beloved child, a brother of my son, the King of all. I remember it all now as I die. As I lay down my head in death. My son, I'm not afraid. I go to you. To you who have conquered death, to you who are the forgiveness of all sin. My soul magnifies you, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior. Receive me, child. Receive me. I remember. So perhaps at last, Mary did return to her home, and to yours, prepared for you by her Son, to whom with his Father and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.